Hi, I'm Lewis.
And I'm Connor.
First, we'd like to take the time to thank you for listening to us babble on about the third campaign we're doing, Disciples of the Clockwork Mage, which happens to be our first actual play podcast.
We've spent almost 2 years designing the land of Fauterum, taking the time to build a unique universe equipped with hard magic systems, custom geography, personalized cultures, and fully detailed histories. All designed to better help us tell our story.
In previous campaigns, we've always used the Pathfinder system to run our games. At one point, I told Connor, start looking into this Pathfinder 2nd edition. With the new system, we found it really easy to streamline the creative process. It gave players more chance to customize their characters. This empowered them to create backstories, which were more reflective of each character's mechanics, and it also allowed us to homebrew balance mechanics that wouldn't break the game.
Our story follows 11 individuals as they independently navigate the political and social climate in the world of Fauterum. Each must determine who they should trust their allegiances to and which quests are worthy of pursuit. Their choices continuously molding the world around them. However, strange happenings have become more commonplace in recent time. Many search for answers. However, they must first learn to ask the right questions. Our characters must decide if they are to assist the people of Fauterum or to seek out their own ambitions. All the while, a corruption lingers on the horizon.
Look for our first episode, available August 6th, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. Feel free to give us a rate and let us know how you liked it on any of our social media accounts, at The Third Horde. We'd also like to give a shout out to Sirenscape for their amazing catalog of audio, which we've heavily utilized to help create the atmosphere of Fauterum.
Now please enjoy a brief insight to episode 1, as well as the musical stylings of Aidan Scott. Our story begins in the free city of Avoso, a coastal city-state established centuries ago by the line of monarchs known as the Delafontaines. It rose its foundations upon trade and commerce with many other independent settlements located in the western reaches of Fauterum. Being a central soft power, nearby settlements grew dependent on Avoso's expansive trade network, promoting peace for citizens across the land. However, over the last few years, tension in the Avosan population has grown. Negotiations to amalgamate with the Commonwealth, an imperialist superpower in the south, have failed in discussion repeatedly. Rumor has begun to spread that the Commonwealth plans to overtake Avoso by sea. However, their fleet still remains unseen in the waters. This is where we stumble upon Hollis Black, a young orphan girl who was raised on the streets. Never alone, she created a home in the old abandoned schoolhouse with the other lost souls. With her fox companion Rune, she is never at a loss to find something to do. Early in life, Hollis had found herself attuned to the arcane. It came like second nature. Her sharp mind and keen nature drew her curiosity to actively seek out mysteries and to help those affected along the way. This is where she established herself as one of the pillars of the community, being a thoughtful investigator and a healer of those in need. Whenever Lieutenant Surge of the Town Guard finds citizens tangled up in nefarious magical circumstances, he knows exactly who to call to put the problem to rest. While Miss Black is young, her powers have cultivated wisdoms beyond her years. Further to the south, over treacherous waters, located in the heart of the Commonwealth itself, we meet Xavier Ravax. Xavier had lived his life as an old, gentle-hearted ex-soldier of the Imperial Band Corps, a service which had cost him his life. By divine intervention, he was saved and bestowed healing abilities by the god of the Commonwealth, Kaluxus. Now he has been promoted to the rank of Cardinal, and has been sent to Evoso under the guise of a healer. In recent weeks, he has developed a rapport with the local guard, with orders to collect information in the upcoming year of the religious landscape of Evoso. This is where he intends to introduce the light and healing of Kaluxus to the citizens, hoping to ease tensions with the Commonwealth, praying that a peaceful union between the cities may have a second chance, just as he had. Though Evoso remains free from the grasp of the Commonwealth, disquiet grows. Problems of a different nature have surfaced. A young boy named Jimmy has been attacked near the riverbank in Evoso, his wounds festering rapidly. Seeking aid, Lieutenant Surge contacts both Hollis and Xavier independently, imploring them to help him with his investigations, as now bodies have begun to be unearthed from their graves. His superiors, deeming the happenings of less importance and not related, designating other tasks to be of higher priority. The lieutenant asks for assistance as he continues his search after hours, hoping to remove the disturbance for good before more harm comes to the people.